Capital FM, live from Meadowbank, joined by legendary Olympic sprinter Alan Wells. Alan, good morning. First of all, how important does it feel to be back at Meadowbank unveiling the plaque today?
Well, it's important in respect to supporting this situation here today. And, you know, the plaque is just a recognition from what I've done in the past and specifically more to do with Meadowbank. So I'm really chuffed to be here to support it.
And it's part of the Join In campaign as well. Would you be able to explain a bit about the Join In campaign and why you support such a campaign?
Okay, I mean, the Join In campaign is for 2 days between the Olympics and the Paralympics. And, it's an opportunity for the kids to come down here and get involved with different sports. And, if they find something that stimulates them and, you know, there's people here to help them, that's the big thing. That's the opportunity for them.
And with you today, you got to be a torchbearer yesterday. How did that feel just as the torch came to Scotland for the first time?
Well, interestingly enough, I've got to tie it up, balance it up with a medal, and having an Olympic gold medal is much more spiritualist, if you like. But for everybody that's carried the torch, it must have been a fantastic. Well, for me as well, it was a fantastic honour, privilege. And it's something that will be cherished for forever, I would say. You know.
So this campaign is all about supporting like budding young athletes. What kind of advice would you give to somebody starting out in this field and wanting to pursue a career?
I think it depends on what age they are, but I think they've got a feel for what they want to do, what sport they want to do, what event they want to do, and really get themselves in a position which they are confident with, and people behind them are going to support them. And the parents are going to help them. And I think it's important that they get the encouragement. And if they're inspired by individuals, then they should be coming down and doing the best they can every day and focus on it. I mean, the problem is that it's a very, very short life in sport. And once that's over, they can enjoy the social life and let their hair down, whatever they want. But, you know, it's a small period in their life that I think they would cherish, as I said before, that in respect to having that experience and trying to optimise their ability.
And with the Olympics coming to the UK this year, what sort of legacy do you think it'll leave on Scotland?
I think it's all to do with London in respect to the facilities that they have. I mean, the Scots will have access to these facilities and major teams, and I think that's the inspiration that Scots will have to focus on. And I think London needed these facilities, and indirectly we will have access to them. And I think that's as much as I can say in respect to the facilities. But I think it's going to conjure up this